Welcome to the Finding True Health podcast, episode number 36. Do you ever get frustrated because you run out of energy in the afternoons and you feel like you have to drag yourself through the rest of the day? Well, if so, you are not alone. I know tons of women feel this way, and this used to be a huge problem for me, but thankfully it isn't anymore, and I'm going to share the habits that helped me conquer my afternoon energy crashes so that you can do the same. Before we dive in, though, just a quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And if you want to go above and beyond and really make my week, I would be so grateful if you could leave a rating and review. It helps the show get found by others. It lights me up. It lets me know that the show is helping people out there and kind of gives me the motivation and encouragement to keep going with it. I know you're so busy and life is crazy, but if you happen to find 5 or 10 minutes to spare, then I would be so forever grateful if you left a review. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready to be done with diets? Done trying to mold your body to fit unrealistic beauty standards? Do you want to create a healthy lifestyle simply to feel better and have more energy each day? Do you want to finally find food freedom? Hey, I'm Jenna, a registered dietitian nutritionist. Not long ago, I was an overwhelmed mom and struggled to make myself a priority. I hated my body and wondered how I could stop beating myself up every time I looked in the mirror. I also felt frustrated about my health and wished I could get myself to exercise consistently, eat more vegetables, eat less sugar, you know, actually do the things I knew could improve my mood and energy levels. But I kept telling myself I didn't have enough time or motivation or willpower or, well, you get the idea. But with some help from God, I was able to turn my health and life around. And I want to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find trustworthy nutrition information, critical mindset shifts, and actionable advice so you can feel better, fill your life with sustainable, healthy behaviors, and be confident in your own skin, no matter your size. So if you're ready to make peace with chocolate, but love your salad too, this is the podcast for you. Hello and welcome. I am so excited for today's episode. This is a topic I'm really passionate about. It's one of the reasons I run my business. I just really feel strongly that our health and our habits have so much to do with how we feel every day, the energy we have, how we show up in life. And that's one reason I'm so passionate about health is because I know that if we make it a priority, it just affects every other aspect of our life. It affects our relationships and what we can get done and how we feel while we're doing it and how we parent our kids and how we do our jobs. Having energy is an essential part of having a thriving and fulfilled life. And I personally have been through periods of my life when I had a hard time making my health a priority and making myself a priority. And my energy levels suffered and my life suffered. I would get tired around 2 or 3 o'clock every day, and I'd just have to drag myself throughout the last half of the day. I'd often turn to chocolate chips or other foods high in sugar to give me little bursts of energy so that I could make it to bedtime. And I'd get so frustrated with myself and wonder, why can't I just make it through a day without feeling so tired? And anyone with kids out there knows that it takes an abundance of energy, not just a normal amount of energy, but an abundance to keep up with them and to do all of the things that it need to be done to care for them and to care for your husband and yourself and everybody else in your life. And it can be so easy to put our own selves and our health on the back burner. And we don't really realize that the two things go hand in hand. When we're taking better care of ourselves, we're better able to take care of the ones that we love. Even if you don't have kids or if your kids are not at home anymore, chances are you still have a mile-long to-do list. You have goals and dreams and things you want to do with your life and your day, and it takes energy to do those things. Now, I want to emphasize, everybody feels tired at times. Everybody's going to have a day here and there. Maybe it's that time of the month for you and you just get more tired on those days, or something extra energy sucking is going on in your life, or you have a baby and sleep is just a struggle, or something at work is draining a lot of your energy. There are going to be times when you're going to feel tired, and that's normal. But if it's getting to the point that you seem to need kind of a pick-me-up every afternoon, and it isn't due to a medical condition, which we'll talk about here in a minute, then there's a good chance that it could be because of your habits and that there are some things you can do in your life that could help you have more energy throughout the day. I think a lot of times, because it's really common for people to have low energy, particularly in the afternoons, I think it can become really normalized. In fact, there's a term for it. It's called the afternoon slump, where a lot of people kind of find their energy dip. And this is partly because of our circadian rhythm. It tends to plummet between 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock every day. So it's natural to have a dip in energy around that time. So give yourself a break. Realize that this is common. But I think that we believe it's common to have such low energy at that point that we just have to drag ourselves and just kind of make it through the rest of the day. And I don't believe that's the case. And I haven't found that to be the case in my life when I'm taking care of myself. Yeah, I might get a little more tired during that time. I might need to take a minute to rest or relax or go for a walk or do some meditation or something to kind of recharge. But I don't believe it's common to stay in that low state and have a hard time getting to the end of the day. Now, I want to take just a minute and talk about some of the things that could be going on from a medical standpoint with your body that could be causing fatigue. There are actually quite a few. I'm going to kind of read through this list quickly, but just know that all of these have been found to lead to excessive tiredness and low energy. If you have sleep apnea, if you're taking certain medications, particularly certain antidepressants, anti-anxiety drugs, sedatives, antihistamines, steroids, and blood pressure and cholesterol medications, a lot of those can cause low energy. If you're fighting an illness, if you have PCOS, if you're anemic, you have a heart or a pulmonary problem, if you're anxious or depressed, that can lead to fatigue. Thyroid issues, celiac disease, narcolepsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, or diabetes or insulin resistance. These are all medical conditions that can lead to tiredness, and they're going to require some attention and treatment. So if low energy is something you struggle with consistently, I recommend getting an exam to rule out any of these medical issues that might be causing that sluggishness. But if you've ruled out those medical problems and you suspect that your tiredness has to do with your habits, then making those habit changes a priority is definitely something you're going to want to focus on. It is going to give you such a great return on your investment. It's going to take some time and some effort to create some new habits, but the energy and the extra time you get on the other end of it all with having more energy is going to be well worth any effort to adding these habits in your life. So I have identified 6 different habits that can really help in this area of increased energy. The first one is a pretty obvious one. It's to improve the quality and or quantity of your sleep. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I just did a podcast episode, episode number 32, that goes all over sleep. So if you feel like you need some improvement in this area, then definitely go listen to that episode. When we're lacking in sleep, this can lead to certain hormones getting out of whack and contributing to fatigue. Hormones like glucocorticoids, our leptin, our melatonin, insulin, these are just a few hormones that can really be thrown off when our sleep is not in check. So maintaining a regular sleep pattern is essential and can definitely help boost our energy throughout the day. And that's pretty commonly known. So one thing you can do if you're not sure, if you feel like you're struggling in this area, is to maybe keep a sleep diary. This can help you identify different factors like certain foods or drinks or medications that might be throwing your sleep off. It'll also give you a better idea of how much sleep exactly you're getting. You can track how many times you're getting woken up at night and what's causing it. You can even write down the things that are keeping you from sleep, the thoughts or the activities that you're wanting to do late at night that are preventing you from going to bed. This will just kind of help give you a better idea of if sleep is the issue here and you need to focus on that area of your life. All right, the second habit that we can implement to increase energy is to keep blood sugar as stable as possible throughout the day. When our blood sugar is low, we're going to be feeling sluggish and tired. And when we've got spikes, blood sugar goes up really fast and then down really fast. That can also lead to energy crashes. What we want with our blood sugar is just nice rolling hills type of a blood sugar. It goes up slowly, it comes down slowly, it goes up. And we're not doing like jaggedy up quick, down quick, low for a while, up high for a while. We don't want those kind of curves in our blood sugar. So to help with this, we need to eat regular meals throughout the day. Make sure you're getting breakfast and lunch and snacks where needed. It's kind of a good general rule to eat every 2 to 4 hours. This is generally the amount of time that it takes for our bodies to fully digest a meal and for that blood sugar to go low again and be ready, and our bodies to be ready to have something else to eat. Now, this is going to depend on the size of your meal or your snack, and it's going to also depend on the types of foods you're eating. So a good rule of thumb is with every meal and snack to try and get one food that's high in, at least one food that's high in carbohydrates, and then another one that's high in protein and or fat. The carbs are going to ensure that your blood sugar raises enough to keep your hunger at bay for a while. And the protein and fat in there is going to make sure that that blood sugar doesn't rise and then fall too fast, because it takes longer to digest protein and fats than it does carbs. So that'll slow down the time it takes to digest your food so that you're not going to get hungry right after like you might if you just ate something with high in carbohydrates. So some examples are like apples with cheese or peanut butter, banana with peanut butter, salad with fat in the dressing. Don't go with these non-fat dressings. They're not going to help sustain you as long, and they don't taste nearly as good either. Toast with tuna or with eggs, tortilla with beans, oatmeal with nuts and seeds. You kind of get the idea, trying to pair the macronutrients so that you're getting two or all three of them with every meal and snack is really going to help stabilize that blood sugar. Another thing that's going to help keep your blood sugar in check is, of course, to limit large amounts of sugar or simple carbs like white flour. If you want to have these throughout the day, I think that's fine. Just make sure that the portions are very small so that they don't lead to that blood sugar spike and then crash. All right, the third habit you can work on for increased energy is to eat a variety of different foods throughout the day to ensure you're getting adequate nutrition. There are certain vitamins and minerals that if we're not getting enough, then it can lead to fatigue. For example, vitamin B12 and iron can both help prevent anemia. These vitamins play a role in the formation of red blood cells. And red blood cells are important in transporting oxygen around our body. So when we're low in red blood cells, then we don't have as much oxygen and we're going to get tired. So some foods that are high in B12 are seafoods like tuna, salmon, shellfish, and trout, beef, milk, and other dairy products, fortified milk alternatives like rice milk and soy milk, and eggs. And then foods high in iron are legumes, pumpkin seeds, quinoa, beef and turkey, broccoli, tofu, seafood, and dark chocolate. So those types of foods can help us make sure that we have adequate red blood cells in our body. Vitamin D is another important vitamin that has an effect on our energy. And studies are pretty crazy with this one. It's found that a lot of people are lacking in vitamin D. Now, you can get vitamin D by getting out into the sunlight. And I know there's a risk of skin cancer and things like that, but it's my opinion, and based on the research I've done, just getting out for 10 to 15 minutes a day is generally enough time to get your vitamin D, but not so much time that you're going to be damaging your skin enough to cause problems. Now, this is going to depend on where you live and what time of the year it is, how close to the equator you are. Some people just are always going to need supplementation to get enough vitamin D because maybe the sun isn't strong enough, or certain times of the year the sun just doesn't come out very much. I live in a very sunny place, so most of the year I'm able to get my vitamin D through sunshine. But even here during the winter, I think it's a good idea for a lot of people to have vitamin D supplements, or to make sure that you're getting plenty in your food. So some foods that are high in vitamin D are seafood, again, including salmon, tuna, trout, and tilapia, egg yolks, mushrooms, and then foods that are fortified with vitamin D, such as cow and soy milk, almond and rice milk, yogurt, orange juice, cereal, and oatmeal. Those have all been fortified with vitamin D. And then one more vitamin that can contribute to low energy if you don't have enough is folic acid. We know this is a really important one, particularly when you're pregnant, but it's just an important one for our health in general. Food sources for folic acid include legumes, eggs, and then many different fruits and vegetables, and seeds and nuts all have folic acid. So again, if you're getting a variety of healthy whole foods into your diet, then you should be just fine with getting some of these micronutrients. But a lot of times it's easy to get into a rut with our food and eat the same thing over and over. This can be good because it helps kind of get us into a routine and it cuts down on decision fatigue. But depending what those regular meals are that we're eating, it might be holding us back from getting the various nutrients that our body really needs to thrive. All right, the fourth thing that's going to help keep your energy up is to get daily exercise, but don't overdo it. 20 to 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise is really best to boost your energy. This helps promote your mitochondrial efficiency. It helps maintain your blood flow and your natural levels of adrenal and hypothalamic hormones throughout the day. These are all just terms that say it just helps your body function optimally. We also get in those good feeling endorphins when we exercise. So many benefits here. But if you are taking it overboard, if you're exercising more than, say, 30 to 45, maybe 60 minutes is the max I would do most days. I mean, every once in a while, that's fine if you want to go on a long hike or do a long run or something. But most days of the week, going beyond 45 minutes is going to make you feel more tired and going to be counterproductive when it comes to your energy. So get daily exercise, but not too much. Okay, the fifth habit that will help you increase your energy is to drink enough water. Dehydration can cause fatigue, and this is because water is an essential part of so many processes that go on in our body. And when we're dehydrated, it really affects how our body functions. This makes our body work all the harder for those normal functions, and this means it needs more energy to compensate for the lack of water. Also, being dehydrated can cause our blood pressure to drop, which decreases the blood flow to our brain, and this can cause sleepiness and fatigue as well. So drink, drink, drink. Make sure you're getting hydrated, staying hydrated throughout the day. My favorite way to make sure I'm not dehydrated is to just look at the color of my urine. If it's dark, then I need to be drinking more. If it's light or almost clear, then I'm fine. I don't necessarily like tracking my water intake. I don't like tracking anything if I don't have to. One less thing to keep track of. So this is just a super easy way to make sure that I'm getting enough to drink throughout the day. And then the sixth and final habit that you should be working on if you want to increase your energy is, and this is probably the hardest one, is to limit stress and overwhelm in your life. Stress and anxiety and overwhelm can just really wear us down. They fatigue our cells. We might start eating poorly because of the stress, maybe turning to food as a comfort or a way to calm ourselves down. Eating when we're stressed can also mess with our hormones and our blood sugar and our gut health, and all of these things can affect our energy as well. So finding breathing techniques or meditations or journaling, ways to just limit that stress in your life as much as possible. Once again, this isn't completely going away, and I don't think it should. Some stress can actually be good for us, and it shouldn't be the goal to eliminate all stress and overwhelm from our lives, but working on our mindset, working on our thoughts, working on things to bring our stress levels down as much as possible is going to help increase your energy. There you have my six habits that can help you have so much more energy throughout the day. I'll go over them again really quickly. The first one, improve quality and or quantity of sleep. Then keep blood sugar as stable as possible. Eat a variety of foods for adequate nutrition. Get daily exercise, but don't overdo it. drink enough water, and limit the stress and overwhelm as much as possible in your life. I want to end with this quote by Dr. Max Kerr. He said, "Conquering fatigue can open up life and joy in a most profound way, as well as positively impact everyone around you." Like I mentioned at the beginning, I truly believe this. I believe that when we make our health and increasing our energy a priority, then it really does impact everybody around us positively and helps us live the life that we really desire to as much as possible. So pick just one or two of these habits to work on at a time. Maybe you're doing great in some areas, and a couple of those areas you realize could use a little bit of help. Take it slow. This isn't a race. Just take one small step today towards improving your health and your energy. Okay, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this was helpful, and I hope that you'll join me again next week. Have a fantastic one. We'll see ya. If you'd like help implementing what we've talked about today more fully into your life, come check out my self-paced program at helpthroughhabits.com. You'll use the science and tools of habit formation to help transform your health and your mindset. In just a few short weeks, you'll be able to add any number of healthy behavior and thought habits into your life so that you can enjoy finding true health for yourself. I hope to work with you soon.